These days, when you call an American company and ask for help, you often end up talking to a customer service specialist somewhere in India. Now, the view from the other end of that phone call has come to Brooklyn in the form of a play. Aladdin is an updated version of Aladdin. It's set in a Bangalore phone center, at night, of course. David Darcy reports.
Aladdin at the Brooklyn Academy of Music has lots of genies sitting at telephones. Call for an airline ticket or directions from Los Angeles, and your wish may be granted by someone trying hard to sound American.
I'm feeling a little lost in space.
Lost in space? That was a great show.
Yeah.
Do you remember Angela Cartwright?
Yes.
She was the daughter on Lost in Space.
Wow, that's great. Have you got my directions?
I'm pulling them up, ma'am. The computers are quite slow today.
Okay. You're so sweet. Where are you from?
I'm from the Global Calling Center, ma'am.
Now, where is that?
Oh, here. I have your directions.
Oh, good.
Keith Khan of London is one of the writers.
The Aladdin story is about instant gratification. It's about wish fulfillment. It's about genies. You know, you just clap your hands, you rub a lamp, and your dream can come true. You see something on, you know, a cable advertising channel, you pick up the phone, and the next day, your whatever has arrived. So we thought that it was a very good metaphor for living in today's society.
Video images towering over the stage and constant music are part of the show's new media mix. The spectacle is meant to be viewed as a collage or a computer screen rather than a linear story, says director Marianne Weems, who first read about Indian telemarketing more than 2 years ago. In Bangalore, Weems and Keith Khan witnessed the disembodied sales approach that they're putting on the stage.
We went to some of the training centers where the first class is called Neutering the Mother Tongue, where they essentially are taught about different American customs, mostly through television shows. They watch Friends and Ally McBeal and Frasier and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and those are the ways that they absorb Americana.
I'm going to talk to you about Friends, which is the most popular show in America. Now, there are six friends, but I'm only going to talk about five. One, two, three, four, five. So the first one is Joey. Now, Joey is a very handsome fellow, but he's a bit of an idiot, and he's secretly in love with Rachel. Now, Rachel I'll talk about later, but first let me talk about Monica.
Thanks for holding. You know, like I was saying, this is the perfect time to get your finances in order, you know? Shake off some of that worry that's been weighing you down, that anxiety. Get that monkey off your neck. If you give me my address, I'll send you out that welcome package as soon as possible. Chicago? Oh, hey, you know, my kind of town, Chicago. The Cubs, the Bears, the Bulls, Oprah.
The show is a collaboration between the Builders Association, an American drama group, and the London performance group Moti Roti. Writer Keith Khan of Moti Roti is an Indian from a Trinidadian family who grew up in England. He says the Aladdin myth has always been about selling something.
When it was told, you know, in the Arabian Nights, it was a story that was told along the Silk Route. So everywhere it was told would embroider it in its own way, from China to India to, you know, Syria to wherever, Persia.
The drama isn't all fiction, and its take on globalization is complicated. In huge video projections, actual phone workers do sound like Americans when they complain about working all night, but they worry about hiding the fact that they're Muslim from American customers and about struggling to sound American no matter what.
I had a customer once who I opened my statement telling him what I was selling, and he asked me, he said, do you have any idea what I'm doing right now? I'm standing in front of the mirror, buck naked. So I'm like, okay. And he says, I've shaved all the hair off my body, so what do you think of that? And I had absolutely nothing to say. And we're not allowed to dispose calls like that. So I tried to ignore what he told me and continue to sell my product.
Obscene callers aren't the only risk. There are the inevitable angry, misunderstood customers and the potential for angrier ones, since American HMOs are now sending X-rays to be read in Bangalore, where Aladdin's director, Marianne Weems, says workers are being treated for a new job-related syndrome, cultural schizophrenia.
They spend, you know, 14 hours a night pretending to be someone else and accommodating a lifestyle that they have no relationship to. So, for instance, if you're, you know, making reservations for somebody who's going to fly into a town, rent a car, and fly out the same day, you're living a life that most Indians will never have access to.
Aladdin's world tour travels next to Los Angeles and Bogota, Colombia. The show hasn't been booked in India, and the producers won't say which companies in Bangalore were their models. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.